The trade war between the two largest economies in the world, the U.S. and China, is ramping up. Today, both sides implemented a round of tariffs on around $34 billion worth of the other country's goods. A spokesperson from the Chinese Ministry of Commerce said today that the U.S., in imposing the tariffs first, had launched the largest trade war in economic history. NPR correspondent Rob Schmitz is with us from Shanghai. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Jeremy.
And what is the latest about what the Chinese government is saying here? Do they feel that this is an actual trade war or just a negotiating tactic by the Trump administration?
Well, a spokesman for China's foreign ministry told reporters today that U.S. tariffs violate the rules of the World Trade Organization. He said they will cause chaos throughout global markets. He said in order to safeguard the interests of China and its people, the government have taken countermeasures against the U.S. Throughout this trade dispute, the Chinese have sort of said that they would only retaliate if they're forced to do so by U.S. tariffs on their products. And that's precisely what happened today. And I think China's tactic here is to sort of respond to actions like this in a reciprocal fashion.
And we've heard in this country about how tariffs are hitting pork producers, cheese makers, bourbon makers. What about in China? How are businesses dealing with these tariffs?
Yeah, most of the Chinese products the U.S. slapped tariffs on fall into either industrial or the tech categories. And that's because the Trump administration wanted to punish sectors of China's economy that it thinks is making life difficult for U.S. businesses inside of China. And these sectors are part of the Made in China 2025 campaign, an initiative to ensure that China dominates the U.S. and the rest of the world in technological innovation. So these companies will likely respond by raising the prices of their products in the U.S. market, thereby passing those costs on to consumers. And they'll also be forced to export their products elsewhere and to find new U.S. To find other markets. So U.S. producers and businesses targeted by Chinese tariffs will have to do the same thing. So in the end, you know, the big losers in this conflict are not only the companies, but also consumers who buy and use these products.
Well, how are consumers in China feeling about all this?
Well, they are probably right now, you know, I think that the products that the Chinese government has targeted include a lot of imported American food, like U.S. steak, whiskey, you mentioned nuts and fruits, which wealthy urban Chinese tend to buy. So we're likely going to see much higher prices on these products here in China. Mm-hmm. I spoke to longtime Beijing attorney James Zimmerman about this today, and here's what he said.
When you walk the streets of Beijing or Shanghai, you see them driving foreign cars. You see them wearing fashionable foreign garments. You see them using iPhones and so forth. And then the Chinese say, hey, I buy American goods. Why are you attacking us?
And Jeremy, Zimmerman says this feeling of confusion could easily morph into a more anti-American sentiment if Trump makes good on his promises of further tariffs on Chinese products in the coming weeks.
How worried is the Chinese government that all of this is going to cause a slowdown? Because we've heard about how obsessed China is with maintaining a very strong economic growth rate.
Yeah, China's obsessed with control, and I think China's very worried about losing control of its economy. You know, in economic terms, China's in a vulnerable transition period between economic growth that's fueled by building and exporting things to economic growth based on consumers buying things. And as it transitions to a new economic formula, its growth has lagged. So in some ways, these tariffs are coming at a particularly vulnerable time for China. That said, tariffs like these might force China to up their economic game and start trade relationships with other countries that can sort of replace the U.S. as an important economic partner.
I think it's worth noting also that the U.S., you know, has pulled out of the idea of the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal. President Trump is talking about maybe pulling out of NAFTA. Meanwhile, China has free trade agreements with at least 21 countries, and they want to implement more.
Absolutely. And they're spreading their infrastructure building machine across the world with its Belt and Road campaign. They've got a bank that is rivaling the World Bank. So they're definitely making inroads throughout the world, and they're trying to set up an alternative world order.
Are there negotiations ongoing to stop this at this point? Are they talking?
Well, I think, you know, this could end in a variety of ways. It's not clear how this is going to, you know, what's going to happen, you know, if they're negotiating yet. Generally speaking, both sides at some point will come to the realization that they can't really win without hurting themselves in this type of conflict, and then they'll start to look at dialogue. There are signs the U.S. is looking for China to send another delegation to resume negotiations about this, but whether that happens in the coming weeks or perhaps after another $16 billion worth of products are hit with tariffs a few weeks from now is far from clear. What is clear is that nobody's going to win this trade war. This is going to be bad for both the U.S. and Chinese economies in the short run.
It's NPR Shanghai correspondent Rob Schmitz. Rob, thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.